Deseret News. I'm John Scott. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says he takes full responsibility for the inclusion of a magazine journalist and an official social media group during discussions of a recent U.S. attack plan against the Houthis in Yemen. The Atlantic has released the entire Signal chat among Trump's senior national security officials. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard testified at a congressional hearing this morning.
It was a mistake that a reporter was inadvertently added to a Signal chat with high-level national security principals having a policy discussion about imminent strikes against the Houthis and the effects of the strike.
The Trump administration insisted that war plans were not revealed in the messaging app. Also at SRNNews.com, Doge takes a look at public broadcasting today. We hear more from Tayshia Stevens.
PBS and NPR officials are set to appear before the House Doge subcommittee today as they prepare for questions about federal support for public broadcasting. The pair, along with their respective local stations, are funded through an over $500 million appropriation provided by Congress through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Both PBS and NPR have been slammed for their far-left programming while being funded by American taxpayers. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New orders for manufactured durable goods in February, up two consecutive months, increased $2.7 billion, or 0.9%, to $289.3 billion, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. This followed a 3.3% January increase. Excluding transportation, new orders increased 0.7%. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 75 points, but the NASDAQ losing 213. This is SRN News. A Christian nurse has launched legal action after allegedly using the wrong pronoun.
The Christian Legal Center is representing nurse Jennifer Milley after she was investigated for referring to a convicted transgender child sex offender as Mr. Christianity Today reports that the patient identifies as a woman but was recorded in the medical records as male. The British-based religious law firm says it's the latest in a series of cases of UK health officials, quote, supporting trans ideology over biological reality. George Williams, SRN News.
High turnout during the first week of early voting ahead of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race. The winner of the election determines whether the court remains liberal or flips to conservative. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one involving an 1849 law that would effectively outlaw abortion. This is SRN News. A federal judge in Texas has set a June trial date for the U.S. government's years-old conspiracy case against Boeing.
Boeing will stand trial for allegedly misleading regulators about the 737 MAX jetliner before the two planes crashed, killing 346 people. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor did not explain why he decided to set the case for trial. Judge O'Connor issued the scheduling order on Tuesday. Lawyers for Boeing and the Justice Department have spent months trying to renegotiate a 2024 agreement.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. One agreement called on Boeing to plead guilty, but the judge rejected that deal in December. A pilot and his two young daughters have survived on the wing of a plane for about 12 hours after it crashed and was partially submerged in an icy Alaska lake. They were on a sightseeing tour of the Kenai Peninsula when the plane went missing. No names released. More details at SRNNews.com.